The views and opinions expressed in the following program do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the management, staff, or owners of KFLO or the Promise 90.7 FM.
Live from Studio 3A in the Promise Broadcast Center in Shreveport, Louisiana. Time now for the Talk of the Town with Tom Pace. Here's your host, Tom Pace.
Thank you, Rob Smith. Here we are, and what a day it is. Let's face it. One thing about Shreveport, Bossier, and the Ark-La-Tex, if you don't like the weather right now, wait 10 minutes. It will change. It will absolutely change. It could be sun shining 1 minute and stormy the next. So we're proud to have you in on this special edition of the Talk of the Town that I call Law and Order and Second Amendment Gun Owners' Rights. And today... in the studio with me, two very, very knowledgeable individuals. One, sitting judge, Caddo District Court Judge Scott Creighton from the 1st Judicial District here in Shreveport, Louisiana, and also the Caddo Parish Sheriff's Department Captain Kenny Sanders, who is to my right, your left, if you were looking at your radio. Now, all that being said, they're both in today to talk about a very weighty subject. As we well know, gun owners' rights are, right in the crosshairs of the opinion of people today. You just, they're like fleas on a dog. You can scratch any one of them, and they'll be jumping off in every direction. So, consequently, we decided we would tackle this very weighty subject during this hour-long special broadcast today with Judge Creighton and Captain Kenny Sanders. Now, as I am wont to do, and on occasions, whenever I do get wants, I like to act on them. So, as I am wont to do, it's my honor and esteemed privilege to introduce the judge, Scott Creighton, right here on the Talk of the Town, with his very own music, as I like to say. The sweetest clarinet, and you hear that little electric guitar in there. That is the most recognized theme, television theme song that, from what I have read, that America knows, the theme from Law and Order, and so befitting Caddo District Court Scott Creighton sitting in the Talk of the Town Studio 3A here at the Promise Broadcast Center in Shreveport, Louisiana, in this very special hour edition. And Judge Creighton, thank you for coming here. And what was your whole intent in being here? Why do you want to do this?
Well, this is an important issue. It's a hot topic, and I think citizens need to understand the Second Amendment and all the laws that apply to gun ownership and gun use, and particularly with respect to self-protection.
And again, just right next to him, to his left, your right, is Captain Kenny Sanders from the Caddo Parish Sheriff's Department. Captain Sanders, tell the folks what you do and how long have you been with Sheriff Prater, and on an average, how are you helping this community with gun education?
Tom, I've been with the Caddo Sheriff's Office almost 30 years. I run the Regional Law Enforcement Training Academy, where we train 110 agencies on an ongoing basis. Last year, we train just shy of 8,000 people a year. Now, we also do a lot of classes.
Now, was that including the public as well?
No, that's just law enforcement.
Law enforcement?
Yes.
My God. And then you still train public?
We do. For specialized classes for the public, they still have to come to the academy to get those. They require firearms training or other specialized instructors.
And what about if somebody wanted to say, oh, I want to pack my gun in public? It's called a... concealed carry, I think. Is that a class every now and then that you can educate people with?
We do two types of firearms classes for the public. One is the concealed carry class, and there's a lot of people that don't want to pack heat concealed, but they do need more familiarization on just how to handle a gun. We do both of those.
All righty. And so we have Captain Kenny Sanders here. We have Caddo District Court Judge Scott Creighton. Judge Creighton, what? Give me the 411, as everybody likes to say, about what the Constitution says. What is the law regarding firearms, according to GARP, or according to the state of Louisiana?
Well, I'll tell you what it is, according to the United States Constitution. How about that?
I think that's even better.
I think so. I'll go with the United States Constitution, Amendment Number 2. Amendment 2 says a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That's the Second Amendment. And, Tom, that's right after the First Amendment with respect to freedom of religion, freedom of expression,
life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Now, in 2012, the voters of this state, coupled with the legislature, but we actually had on the ballot the constitutional amendment that heightens our protection with regard to the Second Amendment rights. I'm not so sure we really needed it. We were already aware of
in compliance, if
and,
you will.
And, well, it heightens the issue a little bit, and the Louisiana constitutional amendment says the right of each citizen to keep and bear arms is fundamental and shall not be infringed. Any restriction on this right shall be subject to strict scrutiny. And I guess that's strict scrutiny by judges with respect to, firearms type cases. So that just lets us know the will of the public with respect to this very important constitutional right.
Now, this was a constitutional amendment that was voted on and approved by the people, correct?
A large majority of the public voted that as an amendment last year.
I have to bring this up just for clarification's sake. Normally, on any given election cycle, you do not see a lot of constitutional amendments.
Well, you see some. You see some. However, this is one that, of course, we already of course honor the Second Amendment, and that's been a huge issue. In fact, in 2008, the United States Supreme Court came down with a case with regard to this fundamental right, and the Supreme Court in 2008 held that the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution confers an individual right to keep and bear arms. And they further said that any state statutes that banned handgun possession in the home violates the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution. It's a case that comes out of the District of Columbia, and the case is on the books in 2008. However, what's striking to me and somewhat shocking at the same time is that this was a 5-4 opinion by the United States Supreme Court. There were four justices
that dissented
that did not agree with this. That is, to me, astonishing.
In this day and age, where if you read the Constitution just by its merely words and what the intent was of the Founding Fathers, now we have come in some 200-odd years, and now it is being reinterpreted.
Apparently so. I think there's an issue regarding does it mean militia only or does it mean individuals? But in any event, the majority, thank God, concluded that it pertains to individual right to bear arms, which is a Second Amendment to the United States Constitution, protected rule of law.
And one other thing that I must bring up before we go to break, and then we'll really bring you into the second segment that will set the stage for everything, including some hypothetical situations that you might consider questioning the issues involved that you might be in. And then Captain Sanders is going to talk about that. Judge Creighton's going to talk about that during these next 45 minutes or so. Right now, we're about 10 minutes in. And just before we go to break, I must bring up the fact that just recently, as of, I believe, yesterday, and by the way, this is taped, and we're taping this here on the 25th of April, 25th of April, that just yesterday, I believe, in the Louisiana House, there was a bill passed in the House that says, in other words, even if there are federal, there is federal legislation that will limit gun ownership, the the right to carry and any of these background checks, they shall be null and void in the state of Louisiana. We still maintain the high profile that we have of your fundamental rights, and we will not enforce the federal law. Now, in fact, many people have questioned that, but in fact, that was the passage of the bill yesterday.
That's right, Tom, and so we'll go to the other side of the legislature and will be presented, I suppose, to the governor.
All right. So all that being said now, and I just wanted to bring that up where we were, and you heard me play going into the theme song of Judge Creighton, The Law and Order. When we come back in segment number two, we're going to get more involved in exactly what is this whole deal about and who is at risk and who should be there. And so as you do, and we'll pose these hypothetical questions, we'll be right back.
Stay tuned. Tom returns with more Talk of the Town, live from The Promise, 90.7 FM.
Hey, folks, Tom Pace here from the Talk of the Town, and I've got something for you from a couple of the fine folks that make our broadcast possible. Two of my good friends, Preston and Paul Friedley, they operate two of the UPS stores right here in Shreveport, in the Uptown Shopping Center next to Jason's Deli at Line and Piermont, and also at the foot of the Shreveport-Barksdale Bridge right next to Lawrence.
If you have any questions about how you vote, where to vote, or what your party affiliation is, then you need to check out CadoVoter.org.
CadoVoter.org. CadoVoter.org.
Ernie Robertson, the Caddo Parish Registrar of Voters, has been there for a long time.
The past 20 years. He knows his stuff.
Now, on this website, you will find everything you need to know about voting. Really, anything.
About registering to vote, about voting, and about absentee voting.
Everything's online. And also, if you need to register to vote, it's now online.
Online. Very simple. Just a few quick mouse clicks, and you're there.
Also, if you need to change your address, you can do it there, too.
It's CadoVoter.org.
CadoVoter.org.
From Ernie Robertson, Caddo Parish Registrar of Voters.
CadoVoter.org. CadoVoter.org. Check it out today.
And make your vote count.
Royal Taylor in a free concert. Saturday, May 4th at Trees Baptist Church in Vivian.
There's more to life. Open my eyes. Someone is needing you.
Doors open at 5 p.m. for the 6 o'clock concert. Enjoy free food and prizes as you listen to Royal Taylor. That's Royal Taylor in a free concert Saturday, May 4th at Trees Baptist Church in Vivian.
Can you hold me together? Can your love reach down this far? Can you hold me together? 'Cause without you holding my heart, I'm falling apart. Falling apart.
Details online at treesbaptist.org.
Hi, I'm Matt Fuquay from The Afters. My daughter's name is Arden, and we love Sky Ranch. It'll be my daughter's fourth year. My son, he's so excited about it, too. He, you know, he hears the stories that Arden has when she comes back from camp, and he sees the, you know, all of the counselors there, and they're so excited, and he gets excited. We'll probably do launch camp with Elliot this coming summer. He just can't wait. Every year, my daughter comes back and her face is just lit up, and she's got all these stories about the experiences that she had there, the friends that she made. They do a great job of not just creating an experience that the kids will never forget, but really stirring in their hearts questions about God and their own faith. It's like there's not a wasted moment. Every moment that they're there, they're learning something whether they recognize it or not. We love Sky Ranch and can't wait to go back.
Visit skyranch.org to register today.
Tom Pace on the radio, the talk of the town.
3, 2, 1, and...
and cue Tom.
Hey, thank you so much again, Rob Smith. Live from Studio 3A in the Promise Broadcast Center in Shreveport, Louisiana. And when I say live, I mean we're taping it at this time. So that's my connotation to live. And, you know, it's just one of those days. Right now we're coming up on about 12 minutes past the hour. I want to thank you for being with us today, streaming on the World Wide Web, PromiseTalkRadio.org, and right here in the Shreveport-Bossier Metroplex, 90.7 FM, all the way till 6 o'clock. Special guest, the Caddo District Court Judge Scott Creighton, and Caddo Parish Captain, Sheriff's Captain Kenny Sanders in the studio with me today. And you know, this is one of those things that we talk about all the time as to what do we do about carrying guns. And we know there's three things you don't mess with down in the South. You don't mess with a man's pickup, you don't mess with his Cajun cooker, and you don't mess with his dog, and you sure don't mess with his guns. So all those things being thought of, this is kind of like what we're dealing in the many, many days of the Wild, Wild West. You know, you heard that ringing out. You wondered who was going to bring law and order to the town. And now the blue of the western sky comes. Marshall Dillon. There it is. How many of you religiously watched Gunsmoke on your Sunday nights? And I think it was sometime either after Ed Sullivan or before. Could have been a Saturday night. I was working in TV in Little Rock at that time. But I just remember that. And everybody gathered around the TV to see what was Miss Kitty going to do, and Doc and Festus and Chester and Marshall Dillon. And in the studio today on the Talk of the Town, we have the Marshall Dillon of this broadcast. That would be Shreveport, and Caddo Parish Sheriff's Captain Kenny Sanders would be Marshall Dillon. And Judge Creighton, who would you be?
I might be more like Festus, or maybe Chester, for those of you who remember Chester.
Chester had a little lamp, and Festus.
In the 30-minute version, and then they expanded to an hour, and actually it was Saturday night, I think, not
Thank
Sunday.
You. I appreciate that. If anybody would remember, I knew you would, because you're much older than I.
Well, yeah, and I know my TV, Tom.
I got that. Now, I do remember when I worked in the control room at Channel 11 in Little Rock, we would all sit around on Sunday nights and watch the Ed Sullivan Show. And the sad, well, not the sad, but the ironic part of this broadcast, the name of the Ed Sullivan Show was called The Talk of the Town.
All right, Tom. There you have it, man.
There you have it, kids. Now, Captain Sanders, you heard me playing the theme song from Gunsmoke, and not unlike today when many people want to take law into and order into their own hands.
That's right, Tom. They don't know when they can, when they can't, and they have a ton of questions about it.
Now, and you, just in these various classes that you teach, and also being a resource, if you will, for the people through the Caddo Parish Sheriff's Department, many times they will just call you up out of the blue and ask you questions, right?
They'll look at the academy as a resource, as you said, and they'll look to the instructors to have the answers on the tips of their tongue.
Well, if I might ask, have you had anybody calling you in the past couple of days asking some sort of question that you felt like was pertinent? And, well, I'm sure they are all pertinent, but that would represent many, many people.
I wrote down five that I was asked just today before I could get here to your studio. Here's the first. An elderly man called me. He used this descriptive. He said he was too old to run and too old to fight, but yet he still had to go buy groceries. And his fear was he was going to be attacked just traveling from his home to the grocery store. His question was, what were his rights in terms of carrying concealed weaponry just from the home to the grocery store?
With a vehicle sometimes being viewed as an extension of your domicile.
That's correct.
All right, so that was number two. Number three.
All right, that was number one.
Number
two was a large church.
Oh, okay.
They wanted to develop a security team. They had a fear, as many churches do, about things that could go wrong in the church. People walking in the church, attacking the church, trying to abduct a baby out of the nursery and so forth. And they, as many churches are today, were becoming proactive and wanted to develop a security team. What were their rights in terms of developing an armed security team?
All right, so that was number two. I'm sorry, I got ahead of myself.
All right, here's number three. What sounded like an elderly female to me, she just wanted some information about what could she do to carry what she described as a pistol that was left over from her deceased husband. She needed information on what could she do or what did she have to do to just carry that pistol in the home. She doesn't want to carry it anywhere. But what could she do just to carry it inside the home?
Well, and in this case, it would be a possession. She's not walking around all the time with it strapped to her.
Right.
Okay. All right. So now number four.
Question four. What sounded again like a young female this time, she had had a fight in the past with her abusive husband. Her abusive husband had hurt her real bad. They were now separated and lived in far distant places from each other. But her fear was that he was going to come back and was going to abuse her again physically. She needed information on what could she do to protect herself in her own home from a former abusive spouse.
Ooh, that's a weighty thing. That faces many women tend to face that one today.
Sure they do.
All right, and so then you had number five.
Number five was what sounded like an elderly man. He needed information about carrying inside his vehicle. He didn't want information about carrying outside the vehicle, but he had grandchildren that lived in the New Orleans area. And he was just going to travel from here in the Shreveport-Bossier area all the way down to the New Orleans area. And he wanted to be able to carry a weapon inside his personal vehicle and then bring the weapon all the way back to his home while visiting grandkids in the New Orleans area.
So he would just be carrying it inside the vehicle?
That's correct.
Inside the state of Louisiana?
That's correct.
All right. Well, you know, all those very good questions. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, you want the answers? We're going to include the answers for one of them here in just a minute, and then we'll give you the other four in addition to some that Judge Creighton has written down that are hypothetical situations as well. So if you're wondering, hey, what are the answers to those five that Captain Sanders had to say and bring up? That people have just called, then you're going to get the answer to one of them just because I'm a big believer in this instant gratification thing. It's like Pavlov's cat. You put the food down and they run to it, and then all of a sudden at some point, and you ring a bell, at some point they just hear you ring a bell and they'll salivate. So anyway. Wait a minute. I knew you were going to say that. It could be Pavlov's dog.
I think that's what it is.
Well, I know, but I'm a cat owner, so I took the liberty, Judge. So anyway, this was one that I felt that question really deserved a musical answer here. Here we go.
You ready,
Danny? Here's old Willie. Okay, here we go.
Drinking beer in a cabaret, and was I having fun? Till one night she caught me right, and now I'm on the run. So lay that pistol down, baby, lay that pistol down. Pistol packet, mama, lay that pistol down. Well, she kicked out my windshield as she hit me over the head. She cussed and cried and said I'd lie and wish that I was dead. So lay that pistol down, baby, lay that pistol down.
Yeah, that's Willie. It goes back a long, long way. It was before your time, Captain Sanders. So anyway, okay, so the woman who has the abusive husband and she doesn't know what's going to happen, and he's got, you know, he's already abused her before. They're separated. What can she do in terms of protecting herself with a firearm?
In the state of Louisiana, she has every right whatsoever to protect herself inside the home without having to have a permit, without having to have any training whatsoever. She can carry that pistol inside her home, and it doesn't matter whether it's concealed or not concealed. It's her home. Inside her own home, she can carry the gun. She can defend herself inside the home with that gun.
All right. So now that's one answer to one of the five. Quickly review the others, and then we'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back and get Judge Creighton's three, and then we'll go on from there, okay?
All
so
right.
here are the questions that people have called Captain Kenny Sanders over there at the Kettle Parish, the Training Academy, and ask him just this past couple of days.
All right. Quickly, was the elderly man that wanted to carry a pistol simply from his home to the grocery store and back home again? Then there was the church that needed to develop a security team because of different fears of what could go wrong in the church. The next was the elderly female that wanted just to carry a gun inside the home. Then there was, lastly, the elderly man that wanted just to carry a gun inside his own vehicle, but traveling interstate, but from North Louisiana to South Louisiana, but obviously, again, just staying inside Louisiana.
All right, so there are your four questions. Before we go to break, Judge Creighton, you're about to embark on a brand-new program. We already do Don't Let This Be You for the kids, information about staying out of trouble with the law, and sexting, texting, and beyond. That involves just those very things that we know occurring on the Internet. But isn't this situation that we're talking about, Second Amendment gun rights, that's going to be a new class that you're going to be doing?
It is. In my spare time,
yeah, right.
Tom, I will be working with Captain Sanders with regard to this. It is so important, and people need to know. People need to know what the law is and how far can they go legally in terms of gun ownership and possession and protecting themselves and protecting their property and protecting others. That's an important topic.
All right. So in his spare time, besides selling popcorn at Tiger Stadium in Baton Rouge, by the way, your children, your young boys, now grown up, both go there, correct?
I have two sons in law school, and one is about to graduate. They are very smart, Tom, much like their mother, and they are about to graduate. One is a graduating senior in May, and he has a job, thank God. And the other is a second-year law student. He has another year, and then he'll have a job, we hope. And so I'm proud of him.
And so very well. Congratulations,
thank
Judge.
You.
Here it is. It's a Talk of the Town special law and order segment that has to do with Second Amendment gun owners' rights. We'll be right back with Judge Creighton's hypothetical situations that a lot of people might be asking themselves, very questions they would be asking themselves, and then at the very end of the broadcast, we will answer all of the questions that these hypothetical issues have been posed.
Anybody who's anybody is on the Talk of the Town with Tom Pace.
The Renesting Project Warehouse is moving locations. The new site is 1303 Driftwood and Bossier off Shed Road, just 3 miles from the current location on East Texas Street. Renesting's purpose is to gather and provide reclaimed furniture and household goods to those transitioning from homelessness in our community. For more information on how you can get involved in Renesting, please visit renestingprojectinc.org.
Let me talk to you about Ernest Orleans Restaurant. You know, been around going on 50 plus years, right at the top of the hill, just off of I-20. And here's the thing. He offers marinated crab claws served with those dinner rolls. And he's got the red snapper or the flounder or the trout or the catfish. And don't forget that marinated steak fillet that he does. Ernest Orleans Restaurant. Tom Pace here, and I want to talk to you. If you love animals like I do, you know, you want to take care of them, make sure they're healthy, they've got all their shots. Companion Animal Medical
Medical Center in West Shreveport, just off West 70th on Pines Road. And the two veterinarians there, they're married. Doctors Glenn and Kate Hartline will care for your animals, your dogs, your cat, like their very own. Companion Animal Medical Center, West Shreveport, companionmed.com. They've also got the Bed and Biscuit boarding facility if you're going to be out of town. They're open Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Dr. Hartline tells me they're accepting new clients. Companion Animal Medical Center.
Mother's Day weekend, bring the entire family out to beautiful Camp Bethany for an all-day Christian music festival featuring Big Daddy Week.
I've been restless on the inside, wondering about this heart of mine.
$15 early bird tickets are on sale now at Lifeway and itickets.com. Gates open at 1 p.m. on Saturday, May 11th, with plenty of food vendors, along with the music of Last Flight Out, Alive by Sunrise, along with Big Daddy Wee.
Bring your love to life inside of me. Why don't you break my heart till it moves my hands and feet?
$15 early bird tickets are on sale now at Lifeway and itickets.com.
It's the love I speak so loudly of, quietly.
Bring your lawn chairs for an afternoon to remember.
Love come to life, love come to life, bring love to life.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail.
2, 3, 4 Buckowins, Buckaroos, a long time out of Bakersfield, California. Got a tiger by the tail. Tom Pace, the talk of the town, special edition right here on the Promise 90.7 FM, streaming live on the World Wide Web, promisetalkradio.org. This edition today, by the way, courtesy of Judge Scott Creighton and Captain Kenny Sanders from the Caddo Parish Sheriff's Department, featuring Law and Order, Second Amendment, Gun Owners, Right. You just heard Buck Owens and the Buckaroos, and I got a tiger by the tail. And as we went to break, Judge Creighton acknowledged he is a big tiger fan because he has two of his young sons that are soon to graduate there. That is in honor of your boys.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Also, we're talking about having a tiger by the tail when you're talking about carrying a gun and the gun owner's rights. And they are just as volatile as can be, because let's face it, you can't undo a bullet that's come out of the muzzle of a gun.
That's correct. So you need to know what you're doing, and you need to know what your legal rights are.
And one other thing, all law enforcement officers traditionally, I think this is actually mandatory to know that if you are confronted and they are confronted, you shoot to kill. I mean, that's sad. And I know that different situations require split-second decisions, but they must be in their mind in fear of harm or their life, and they will shoot to kill, and nobody wants to, but it has happened.
It has happened, and the law enforcement officer has to protect himself and protect the public.
All right, so there it is. Now, you see, there's another thing for you to just think about, chew on, as I like to say. Caddo District Court Judge Scott Creighton's been on the bench here, 22 years?
How many? 23 years.
23 years. You age well. Just like fine wine.
It, much like fine wine. That's right.
That's right. And so now we were talking about hypothetical situations regarding firearms. You have three, correct?
I do have three, and I must point out, in the full spirit of disclosure, Captain Sanders wrote and designed these hypotheticals. With his permission, I'm going to read them. Stay tuned, Tom. Here we go.
And number one.
Number one. It's titled Disturbed Sleep. It's late at night, and you're asleep in your bed. You hear voices outside your bedroom window. Subjects sound like they're moving around outside your home. You're afraid that they're looking for a place to break in and enter your home. You arm yourself with your pistol and slowly make your way to the kitchen in the back of the home without turning on any lights. Then someone starts kicking on the back door as though they're trying to break in your home. You're afraid that if they enter the home, you will be hurt, if not killed. The question is, would it be justifiable to shoot the person about to enter your home?
Now, has the person broken in or not?
In the process, he's kicking in the door.
He's kicking in the door.
Or kicking on the door.
Wait, kicking on the door.
Correct.
The door is not open yet.
Correct.
All right, okay, that's number one. Number two.
All right, number two, home from church is the title of this one. You're driving home from church. It's dark outside. As you pull into the driveway, you notice that the front door to your house is partially open. A strange truck is parked near the end of your driveway. As you pull up to your home, you see shadows moving around inside your house. You then retrieve your pistol from under the seat of your car and walk up to your home. As you get near the front of your home, a guy walks out of your front door with your new television set, Tom.
You're talking about like a 60-inch high-def, whole enchilada?
That's exactly right. One that you bought and paid for just yesterday.
It's your hard-earned money, and he's taking it out the door.
That's right. He is stealing your things. Can you justifiably shoot the guy who's stealing your TV and your things? Mm-hmm. Why or why not?
All right. Sounds like a college exam to me.
All right. Okay. Number three, titled, That's My Car. You're home with your family and everybody's in bed. It's 2 a.m. and all is quiet. You're startled awake by someone talking in your driveway. You get out of the bed to see what's happening. From your living room window, you see two guys shoving a wire coat hanger through the window of your wife's new Lexus.
Uh-oh. We're talking big bucks
that's,
here now.
That's a big uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. We're talking 80 grand at least.
Well, just about. It's obvious to you that they're stealing the car, and according to the hypothetical, the car is worth $78,000. That's
so,
very close.
That's pretty close.
Very close, Tom.
All right.
Can you shoot the guys trying to steal your new car? Why or why not?
My gosh, I don't know if I would pass this test. This is, you know, these are very powerful questions because they are representative of exactly what we are dealing with today, correct?
Correct.
Now, whenever you come to the law and the interpretation of the law, is there gray area or does this, as we will find out in a moment, the answers to these questions, is it just strictly a black and white that you as a judge have to apply the rule of law to?
Well, of course, the rule of law is sacred and important, and that's what I've taken an oath to do. I apply the rule of law every day, and that's what I intend to do for the rest of my judicial career. Now, there are gray areas, however. Every case is different. The circumstances are always unique to the case. And we have to apply our legal principles, the Second Amendment, the Louisiana Constitutional Amendment, the case law, and the jurisprudence. And above all, Tom, well, maybe not above all, but certainly common sense. So it's the law and common sense. And we do our very best to provide good conservative judicial decisions over at Caddo District Court.
Now, it's very important that I ask that question because some people, and way, way back in the wild, wild west, we played the theme from Gunsmoke as we brought in Captain Sanders. We go way back then, and the law of the land west of the Pecos was a hanging judge named Judge Roy Bean, correct?
That's right. Now we do have a judge that's named Roy Brun, not Bean,
now,
here in
Caddo. Let us not confuse.
We'll
judge,
distinguish Roy Brun from Roy Bean.
That's right. And Judge Brun, just...
excellent judge, by the way.
A wonderful man. And trust me, I did not mean to apply that you were a hanging judge, okay? So, I mean, about the most he does is he hangs up his robe in the closet.
Oh, I don't know about that, Tom.
Well,
okay. I've been called a hanging judge and worse.
Oh, have you
and
really?
Worse than that on occasion.
Are
yes,
you
sir.
Serious?
Yes, sir.
So people tend to take a very callous opinion sometime of judges when the opinion does not go their way, right?
Well, they might, but you know, in the criminal courtroom, those that are convicted beyond a reasonable doubt, and those that are violent offenders, and certainly those that are repeat offenders, get the treatment in my courtroom that they have earned.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
There you have it. Okay. Now, and as we get ready to go to break here, and we still will have time for the answers to all these seven questions. You might call it the seven wonders of the world. You could call it the seven questions of the world regarding Second Amendment, gun owners' rights, law and order. Now, whenever you stop and think about that, sometimes they say there are some people, Judge, and I know that you've had to deal with these, that are just incorrigible, that for whatever reason, how many issues they faced, they never learned their lesson, right?
That's right.
Okay. Well, for that, I have a quick musical interlude, and then we'll be back with the seven questions and answers. Well, now, obviously, that was wrong. Now, that was a nice preface to it, but obviously that was wrong. So let me find the correct answer. And it has to do with a guy, Judge, that you know and love, if you know country music, where if you play the record backwards, you get your dog back, you get your wife back, you get your shot.
And how about your pickup truck?
Yeah, and that, most importantly, you get the pickup truck back. Now, we were talking about those people that were incorrigible, and the hag, Merle Haggard, well known, had an answer for that, or actually just kind of a musical statement, if you will. So I'm waiting for this to cue up while we're here in the studio, and on occasions this thing takes longer than I wish, so I'm going to see if I can just prompt it a moment.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama tried. The one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my Mama seemed to know what lay in store. Out of all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
There you have the Hag. And Judge, when you hear that, it sometimes rings so true whenever you see a defendant coming up in your courtroom.
Well, that's true. And unfortunately, we have had young defendants, sometimes age 15, 16, 17, charged and convicted of very serious felony offenses where I've had the task of sentencing them, sometimes to life imprisonment. And so it is all very serious.
And so Merle Haggard, just, well, more Johnny Cash, where Johnny spent time in prison. That is where he got the nickname the Man in Black, because he wore it for all those people that were in prison.
Was that Folsom Prison and that was Ring of Fire?
That's
and,
exactly right. All okay. of that.
I know my music, Tom.
He is on fire, ladies and gentlemen. Whenever we come back, final segment where we provide the answers to the various questions that you heard just moments ago about gun owners and wanting to know what they can and can't do with their firearm according to the law. So there you have it. If you're wondering, you're listening to the Talk of the Town.
Stay tuned. Tom returns with more Talk of the Town live from the Promise 90.7 FM.
Hey folks, Chris Gorman here. You know, I get my news from a variety of sources, but I have to tell you, one of my favorite sources is ShreveTalk.com. Now, anybody in Northwest Louisiana who listens to news and is up on current events, they know Tom Pace, because Tom gets the tough interviews with key political figures and policymakers. Folks, I encourage you, go to ShreveTalk.com, listen to Tom Pace, top news, entertainment, current events, So do like I do, folks. Visit ShreveTalk.com with Tom Pace, one of the legends in Northwest Louisiana. He's got it all, folks. ShreveTalk.com. Chris Gorman here encouraging you to visit ShreveTalk.com.
The Promise 90.7 FM is pleased to bring you the finest in award-winning programs. Our hosts entertain, inform, and engage the listening audience with issues that are relevant in our society. If you know of a church or ministry that desires to have a voice on this radio station, please contact me, Dan Perkins, at 550-2000. I'll share the various options available for you to have a broadcast right here on 90.7 FM. The Promise is now heard around the world at promisetalkradio.org. Expand your outreach by calling 550-2000.
Hey, this is Josh Havens from The Afters, and my son Ethan goes to Sky Ranch. Sky Ranch is the camp that I always wanted to go to as a kid, but never had the chance to go to. And so when the opportunity came up for my son to go to Sky Ranch, we jumped on it. It's just been an unbelievable experience in his life, and it's something that's going to be a part of our tradition now. There are a lot of places you can bring your kids where they're going to have fun and be entertained, but Sky Ranch is so much more than just entertainment. Sky Ranch is a camp with purpose. And when my son goes to camp, I know that he's growing as a person, he's growing in his faith, as well as having one of the best weeks of his year. From the moment you arrive at Sky Ranch and you see the counselors excited that you're there, cheering you on, everything is intentional. Every activity, everything that your children do there is designed to encourage them in their faith, to help them grow as a person, grow their self-esteem, and become the person that God made them to be.
Register your child for summer camp with an impact that will last a lifetime at skyranch.org.
Ideas ain't nothing but a fool to live like this. Out all night and running wild, woman sitting home with a month old child. Dang me, they ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me?
Hey, let's go back to 1966. A little Roger Miller, a little Dang Me, ought to take a rope and hang me. And we talked about old Judge Roy Bean. He was the hanging judge, Mr. Bean, west of the Pecos years and years ago. Of course, our judicial system today has become a little bit more humane and sensitive to not only the defendant's rights, but to the perpetrator's rights, many times to the dismay of many people. But that's another question for another debate. Today, wrapping up on the Talk of the Town, it is a special law and order segment, if you will, and Second Amendment gun owners' rights. Caddo District Court Judge Scott Creighton and Captain Kenny Sanders from the Caddo Parish Sheriff's Department. Captain Sanders, just quickly, your credentials, how long you've been sheriffing over there?
I'm coming up on my 30-year anniversary.
And what is it that you do?
I run the Regional Training Academy. We trained 110 agencies, roughly just shy of 8,000 people a year come through our academy.
Wow. And in doing so, you have also been, you're a captain, but you have been on patrol. You have done all the things that a sheriff's deputy does, correct?
I started out as just a line level deputy like everybody else did. And then I've moved up the ranks during that almost 30-year period.
Have you ever been confronted where you were in fear for your life?
Absolutely. The first shooting I ever got in was what used to be South Park Mall that's now a church, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that was the very first time I ever got involved in what today we'd call an active shooter.
And in doing that, did you and have you fired your weapon?
Never had to fire it. Had to point it many times. Never had to fire it.
There is this a real fine line, if I'm not mistaken, to where you instruct a perpetrator, one that is believed to have done something, to lay their weapon down, and if not, you give them warnings, so to speak, and if they don't comply, then you're obligated, if you still fear for your life, to shoot them.
Absolutely, and it doesn't just have to be fear for my life. And I don't necessarily have to give those warnings. There may not be time.
And I think the one thing, and we're eating into this whole segment, but I know a lot of people have this question. A lot of times people don't understand. You're literally dealing in split seconds that you have to make a decision.
Absolutely. And sometimes it's going to come down to the person being trained so well, they're just going to have to act on gut instinct alone.
And reflex. Correct. Gut instinct, and that reflex kicks in because you have gone through the, whatever you call that, shooter's row, where the silhouettes pop up, and you have to immediately discern, are they a good guy, a bad guy, or what, right?
That's correct.
All right. So there. I'm sorry I get excited about this. Now, you had these questions. Let us get some answers to just questions that people called you. We've already gotten the one about the wife who or ex-wife with the abusive husband, and the bottom line was she has the right to carry the weapon in her home.
That's correct.
Defend herself.
That's correct.
All right. So what's next up?
The first one I gave you was the elderly gentleman that all he wanted to do was just carry from home to grocery store and grocery store back home. And currently Louisiana law says his vehicle is an extension of his home. He can do anything in the car with a weapon that he could do inside the home.
He does not have to have a permit.
No permit required, no training required. He can do anything in the car that he can do inside his home.
If he is stopped by a law enforcement officer, so should he immediately say, I have a weapon in the car?
He should, but there's no requirement that he do so without the concealed carry permit.
Without the concealed carry permit. Explain that fine line in there. If he is stopped, he doesn't have a concealed carry permit. He's just carrying this weapon in the car. If the law enforcement officer stops him, does he have to say, identify the fact that he has a weapon in the car?
Let me make it easier for you. A permit holder must identify that they have a gun inside the car as soon as they are stopped by a law enforcement officer. Non-permit holders have never been told that before, so they don't have to tell. When asked by a law enforcement officer, they should tell the law enforcement officer they have a gun. Only permit holders have been told that they must tell a law enforcement officer there's a weapon inside the car.
All right, so that was – thank you very much for clarifying that.
Okay. Somewhat right. of an anomaly in the law, Tom.
I was going to say, here are the ones that are the valid ones that have already filled out the requirements, and they're required to tell, I have a weapon. These that don't require it to tell the officer they have a weapon, here the officer can be at harm's risk if this is a bad guy.
If everybody just is truthful, then yep. There's no problem.
There you go. Okay, now, number two.
Second one was, where a church wanted to develop an armed security team just because of the nature of how things are changing in societies today. All right, the church wanted to develop this team. They wanted some of the team members armed. Based upon most recent legal changes involving concealed carry permits and churches, Representative Henry Burns now has it authorized in the state of Louisiana, at least, so that churches can develop security teams if those security team members go through a concealed carry permit course. Those that complete the course and go through just a little bit more additional training can be armed as church security team members as long as they keep their training up on an ongoing basis and the church agrees to it. So the only persons that can carry concealed inside churches are those that A, have a permit, and those that the church allows to carry concealed.
Okay, I got that. Here's the other question. When you say concealed, does that mean out in the open?
Well, concealed means nobody can see it.
All right. So if someone has a weapon that it's their thing and they just feel postured that they need to carry that into church, are they allowed to do that?
Absolutely not. Only persons that have been approved by the church to carry concealed are authorized to carry concealed inside church.
Inside a church.
Yeah. Reason that's so important, if the shooting starts inside the church, the only people that are going to know who the good guys are the other church members that have been voted on and approved by the church.
All righty. Okay, and another question there.
All right, next question was the elderly female that wanted just to carry a gun inside her own home for self-protection purposes. Husband had been dead for quite a period of time, and she was just concerned about living alone. She wanted to know, could she carry the gun inside the house? And the answer is absolutely. There's no permit required to carry a gun inside the home. All right, she asked about licensure requirements, because a lot of states require that. In Louisiana, there is no licensure requirement for guns.
I mean, you say carry, you just mean possess the weapon in the home.
Possess it concealed, not concealed, it makes no difference.
So she can just carry that or have it, and it's no harm, no foul if it had to be used because it is in her home.
That's correct.
All right. Now, what was the last
one? All right, the last question was the elderly man that wanted to go down south around the New Orleans area to visit grandkids. His concern was, could he carry the pistol inside his own car while traveling to and from the New Orleans area inside his own privately owned vehicle? And the answer is sure. Since the vehicle is considered an extension of your home, he can sure carry the gun inside his own personal vehicle. Now, if he gets out of the car to get gas and he conceals it on self, then that becomes a legal issue. But as long as he's staying inside his own car, he can carry the gun any way he wants to inside the car.
Okay, there you have those five questions and answers. Now, Judge Creighton sitting over here very patiently adjusting his robe. You had three hypothetical situations, Judge.
Correct. The first one is disturbed sleep, and you may recall that involved some thug outside that is approaching the door and now begins kicking on the back door as though they are trying to break in your home. And you, the homeowner, you're afraid that if they enter the home, you'll be hurt, if not killed. Well, the law is that, that if you shoot and kill under those circumstances, the criminal code under the justifiable homicide statute allows reasonable force. And the law says a homicide is justifiable when committed for the purpose of preventing a violent or forcible felony involving danger to life or great bodily harm by one who reasonably believes that such an offense is about to be committed. We know it's about to be committed because he's coming in.
He's knocking on the door.
He's just not saying
hello.
Banging
on the door and kicking it in.
Right. An offense is about to be committed and that such action is necessary for its prevention, which is, you want to prevent that person from getting inside the house.
And to save your life.
The circumstances must be sufficient to excite the fear of a reasonable person that there would be a serious danger to his own life in that situation.
Also known as shoot the burglar.
That's right. And here's an interesting little side point. There's a presumption that a person lawfully inside his own house held a reasonable belief that the use of deadly force was necessary.
Number two
is regards your TV, Tom. That big...
that new 60-inch high def and everything.
The threat is to stolen goods, not to human life. And as the hypothetical is written, the use of deadly force would be improper.
So you can't shoot somebody who is stealing something right out of your own house.
You need to call the police.
Unless they pulled a gun, and then
you are absolutely entitled to defend yourself.
Right, there you go. But if they're just stealing stuff, don't try and take the law into your own hands. Number three
involves that $78,000 Lexus that your wife owns, Tom.
Oh, I hate that.
Does Suzanne own a Lexus, by the way?
She dreams of it.
Well, the guy is trying to break in the Lexus, and the homeowner wants to shoot the burglar, the car burglar. So the question is, can you shoot the guys trying to steal your new car? Why or why not? Well, the answer is no, that the threat is to the car, which is property, not to human life.
Yeah, and that goes back to taking the TV out of the house,
so to speak. That's right.
So don't do that. I don't care if they're driving out of your driveway, you still can't shoot the car as they're driving out, right?
As much as you would like to shoot the thug burglar, you need to call the police instead.
Yeah, because then they are certified and allowed, if they have to take force, to do it. Remember, it's on the police, not on you.
Correct.
All right, there you go. My gosh. What a powerful hour. This is zipped by, and I just want to say thank you so much to Caddo District Court Judge Scott Creighton and to Shreveport, it's Caddo Parish Sheriff's Captain Kenny Sanders for bringing us this riveting hour of information about law and order and gun owners' rights. Thank you, gentlemen, for being in the broadcast today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All righty. Okay, we'll see you on the next time around. Remember, Monday through Friday, 5 to 6, right here on the Talk of the Town.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town with Tom Pace. Remember to listen every Monday through Friday evening from 5 till 6. Because anybody who's anybody is on the Talk of the Town with Tom Pace. Streaming live on PromiseTalkRadio.org.
The views and opinions expressed in the preceding program do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the management, staff, or owners of KFLO or The Promise 90.7 FM.
You're listening to KFLO FM, HD2 Blanchard, and K214BE Shreveport.